Hi there. The word for you today is, stop doubting your salvation. In 1 John 4:18, we read, perfect love casts out fear. Are you trying your best to serve the Lord, yet you sometimes doubt your salvation? Though you're unaware of any particular sin in your life, you still feel unworthy to stand in God's presence, confident of His acceptance. Let me read you this scripture, and when I give you it, you may want to note it, or you can read it. Here it is. Perfect love casts out fear. That's 1 John 4:18, New King James. Now, if God loved you with an imperfect love, you'd have good reason to worry. Man's love, which is imperfect, keeps a list of sins and consults them often, but not God's love. The moment you place your trust in Christ, He views you as, quote, righteous, or in right standing with God, and therefore you're fully accepted by Him from that point on. His love casts out your fear because it casts out your sin. Do you remember these words from John's epistle, 1 John 3:20? If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. You say, what does that mean? It means it's possible to be forgiven, yet feel unforgiven. The word there is feel. So when you feel unforgiven, doubt your feelings instead of doubting God and His Word. Don't give your emotions a vote. They're unreliable. Go back to the Scriptures. God's Word outranks all self-criticism and self-doubt. As Paul told Titus, Titus 2:11, God's readiness to give and to forgive is now public. Salvation is available to everyone. Tell them all this. Build up their courage. So, are you trusting in Christ as your Savior? If so, begin to love boldly and live robustly. Nothing fosters courage in your heart like a clear grasp of God's grace. You say, but what about if a sin? 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, having received God's grace and forgiveness. Live forgiven.